Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
They ebbed over the mask rules. That's what happened to the security guard at the Apple store in the Meatpacking District last night. Police say a guy was asked to wear a mask to get into the store on West 14th Street around 6:30 p.m. He refused, then confronted the guard and stabbed him. Police say the guard had head and arm injuries but is expected to survive. The witnesses told the Daily News that co-workers brought the guard in and helped him. One saw a trail of blood on the floor. Suspect was last seen running on West 15th Street toward 10th Avenue. Cops still looking for him. Tragedy in Harlem. A toddler fell out of a fourth-floor window in West 133rd Street early yesterday, died days before his fourth birthday. The grandmother of little Daniel Galeas tells 1010 Winds he was jumping on the bed in his aunt's apartment when he fell through a hole next to the air conditioner right into a courtyard stairwell. The little boy later died at the hospital. This neighbor was stunned.
Maybe she was like playing by the window and no one was paying attention and she squeezed through. Because if you jump, you shouldn't be jump straight outside. And it's like a tiny hole.
Other windows in the apartment had bars. The family told Channel 4 building management didn't secure the air conditioning unit in the window. Management, though, says the family installed it themselves and it was too small to be properly secured. Police are still investigating. Young Daniel would have turned 4 on Monday. 4-alarm fire in the Bronx overnight broke out just after 10 p.m. on East 143rd Street. Deputy Assistant Chief Dean Coaster.
Started in 418 143rd Street. It spread from 418 to 420, 422, and 416.
It took more than 160 firefighters to bring that blaze under control, and it was knocked down just before midnight. 4 firefighters had minor injuries. No residents or passersby were hurt. Nets star Kyrie Irving was not on the court for last night's preseason game, the first one he missed for refusing to get vaccinated. Yesterday, The Athletic reported Irving could join the team for practice because the city has designated the team training center as a private office building, letting him join the team despite his unvaccinated status there. But he's still not allowed to suit up at the Barclays Center or the Garden when they play the Knicks because of city vax mandates. What do fans think? Well, this one told 1010 Winds.
I think he should get vaccinated, and it's important for him to get vaccinated to protect his teammates and everyone around him.
Irving has yet to play in the preseason and could be docked up to $381,000 per missed game if he stays ineligible to play. The Knicks season opener is October 19th. There are reports that an infamous NHL player is being investigated for using a fake COVID vaccination card. San Jose Sharks left winger Evander Kane accused of submitting that false card ahead of the new season. Several different outlets have the story. They say Kane could face a fine and up to 5 years in prison for buying, selling, or using a counterfeit. NHL has not commented on the situation, but they pointed to a previous statement about earlier allegations that Kane had bet on and thrown his own games. That whole matter is still apparently under investigation. Last month, the NHL said that all but a few players would be fully vaccinated by the start of the regular season next week. Hotel owners are suing over a new city law that requires them to pay workers severance benefits if they were fired because of the pandemic. This new measure is set to go into effect Monday. It requires hotels with more than 100 rooms to pay $500 a week to laid-off employees if they let more than 75% of them go during the pandemic. The Hotel Association of New York filed suit in a Manhattan federal court yesterday, saying the law attempts to supersede existing federal law on employee benefits. More to the point, they say they can't afford it. Associate President Vijay Dandapal tells 1010 Winds.
And obviously hotels, some are big, some are small. This notion that these are all fat cats, the industry was always operating on thin margins, very thin, much less than retail, which has historically been 10%. So it's just not possible to, you know, like I said, get blood or stone.
The Hotel Workers Union, though, is slamming the suit. They say it's disappointing that owners are spending money on lawsuits instead of paychecks. They call it America 250, a nationwide effort to celebrate the nation's 2.5-century anniversary in 2026. A former president of the 9/11 Memorial and Museum is now leading it. Joseph Daniels telling 1010 Winds this is a milestone and an opportunity.
America 250 and our country's 250th anniversary is a really important historic milestone at a time when we are so often bitterly divided. This is a perfect opportunity for people to put aside what divides us, come together as a nation, and be the force for good here at home and around the world.
The goal is to come up with a comprehensive and inclusive celebration honoring the nation's first 250 years and inspiring Americans to imagine the next 250.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.